Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today's weather is mild across Israel. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are warm with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is seeing clear skies, while Haifa is enjoying sunny conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Netanyahu told Trump Erdogan's statements against Israel's existence are serious. This was during a conversation where Trump updated Netanyahu on American actions in the Gulf earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that the Prime Minister's office confirmed Trump's update to Netanyahu on American moves in the Gulf. An American source says a pilot area between Israel and Lebanon will begin within days. Also this hour, a fatal accident on the Arava Road claimed the life of a 25-year-old, as reported by Israel Hayom just minutes ago. Separately, according to Ynet, Israel has destroyed more Hezbollah tunnels. This happened as the IDF hunts for isolated terrorists in Lebanon earlier today. And finally, the Jerusalem Post informs us that Americans' views of Israelis have grown more negative. Meanwhile, views of Palestinians remain steady, according to a recent Pew survey. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global reports just minutes ago that London Mayor Sadiq Khan, a critic of Israel's actions in Gaza, visited a Nova massacre exhibition. Eyal Yacobi noted earlier today that a comment on Candace Owens' post received double the likes of the post itself, indicating a strong reaction. Jonathan Conricus posted an hour ago, expressing frustration with UK politicians repeating Hamas propaganda, highlighting his appreciation for Israeli politicians. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the conversation between Netanyahu and Trump, Walla reports that they discussed Erdogan's recent statements. Netanyahu emphasized the seriousness of Erdogan's rhetoric against Israel. Trump also updated Netanyahu on U.S. military actions in the Gulf. This dialogue is crucial as it underscores the ongoing strategic partnership between Israel and the United States amidst regional tensions. Turning to the developments between Israel and Lebanon, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that the first pilot area under a framework agreement is set to commence soon. This signifies a step forward in the Israel-Lebanon relationship, potentially easing tensions at the border. Meanwhile, on the Arava Road, a 25-year-old lost their life in a tragic accident. Israel Hayom reports that the individual was struck by a truck. This incident highlights ongoing road safety concerns in the region. In Lebanon, Ynet details that the IDF uncovered more Hezbollah tunnels and weaponry. The discovery comes as Israel continues to target isolated Hezbollah operatives. This operation aims to disrupt terrorist activities and enhance security in northern Israel. Finally, the Jerusalem Post indicates a shift in American public opinion. The Pew survey shows a growing negative perception of Israelis, contrasting with steady views of Palestinians. This reflects changing perspectives influenced by recent geopolitical events. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Createch has launched a gaming innovation hub in Petah Tikva. This initiative focuses on harnessing AI and social impact within gaming, aiming to foster positive behavioral change. Separately, Ynet Business notes that the Bank of Israel has resumed purchasing dollars. This action supports currency market stability amid regional tensions, marking a significant move after a long pause. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a legal case involving expired contraceptives. A couple plans to sue the Superfarm chain after buying expired products, which led to an unintended pregnancy. This case raises important questions about consumer safety and product regulation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.